朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
前一阵子我们唱了一首诗歌，说福音就是好消息。
And earlier we sang, the gospel is the good news.
在这个世界上现在好消息越来越少了。
In this world, we seldomly hear good news anymore.
甚至堕落到一个地步，我们说没有消息就是好消息。
And we fall into the state that if we hear no news, it is good news.
弟兄姊妹，其实人还是需要好消息。
But brothers, I believe man still needs good news.
尤其是有真正的好消息。
Particularly when there's really good news.
很多的时候小朋友告诉我们说他有一个好消息。
And sometimes a little kid would run up to us and say, I have a great news for you.
等到你真听的时候，原来是那只蚂蚁没死。
And when you're listening, you say, oh, the ant didn't die.
或是什么东西，这个东西没有被老鼠吃掉。
Or the rat didn't eat the food.
弟兄姊妹，人都是在需要好消息。
Everybody needs good news.
好多年以前在香港有一个年轻的孩子，他考大学。
Many years ago, there was a child in Hong Kong. He was trying to get in college.
那放榜的那一天哈，我想美国现在没什么放榜哈，就是
the day that they released the news on what college you got into.
他自己不敢去看那个结果。
He dare not go and look at the results.
所以他就请他妈妈去看。
So he said, "Mom, would you please go and look for me?"
然后这个人是得失心很重的人，他就在家里面等他妈妈回来报告消息。
And this person is very self-conscious. He just worries about what the results is, and he's waiting for his mom to come back with the news.
他妈到那个榜上一看见他儿子不仅仅考上了，就考上很好的大学。
And his mother got there and saw the list and realized that not only did he got into college, but he got into a very good college.
你知道当妈的都有一个共同的毛病。
And all the mom have the same problem.
就喜欢夸自己孩子。
And they boast of their own kids.
尤其孩子好的时候。
Particularly when they're good.
所以他就沿路上就跟别人去生气，我的儿子考上什么学校，考上什么学校。
So as she was going home, she's telling everybody, oh, my son got into this great school.
然后去买好吃的回家，要好好，不是孝敬孩子，要好好犒赏孩子。
And she went and bought real good food and to reward the kid.
可是你知道吗？当她回到家的时候
，And when she got home，
她的儿子居然已经上吊自杀了。
His son hung himself and died.
他等说他妈妈怎么这么久不回来
？He said, "How come mom took so long to come home?"
他说我一定考砸了。
He said, "I must messed up."
妈妈不敢回来告诉我。
My mom was, she would not dare to come home and tell me.
她居然拣选了一条自杀的路。
And he chose the path of suicide.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们多少人在那边等候好消息
？Brothers, so many people is waiting for the good news.
但是没有人来告诉他们好消息。
And when nobody comes and tell them.
很多人在绝望中，他觉得他没有出路了。
And when people are in the midst of loss and they feel that they have no way out.
其实我们知道，在基督里面永远有出路。
But we know that in Christ there's always a way out.
有人觉得人生没有盼望，没有满足。
And people feel that in life there is no hope, there's no satisfaction.
其实在基督里面最有盼望，最有满足。
But in actuality, in Christ, we have all the hope and all the satisfaction.
很多人被罪恶辖制，他觉得他不可能脱离。
A lot of people are bound by sin. They said, I cannot be set free.
可是在基督里面，我们可以得到最大的自由。
But in Christ, we have the greatest freedom.
弟兄姊妹，今天这个自杀已经成为很多国家十大死因之一了。
And suicide has become the top 10 reasons of the death rates in many countries.
以前是日本，现在香港、台湾到处都是，中国也是。
In time past, it was just in Japan, but now you find it in Hong Kong and Taiwan and even in China.
尤其是年轻的孩子们。
Particularly among the adolescents.
不光自己自杀，有时候网络上集体自杀。
And not only do they commit suicide themselves, but they would commit mass suicide.
因为他们找不到盼望，找不到人生真正的方向和满足。
Because they do not find hope and the true satisfaction for this life.
明明有好消息。
There is good news.
但是传消息的人单言了。
Yet the messenger have delayed. afraid.
让这些人走上绝路。
That these people took the path of destruction.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里传福音的时候。
So brothers and sisters, when we talk about sharing the gospel,
我们实在希望我们看见福音的紧迫性。
We begin to really see the urgency of sharing the gospel.
我们看见福音的重要性。
We see the importance of sharing the gospel.
周围全都是需要的人。
Everybody around us have needs.
我们说过一天里面就有十六万个人死掉。
And we say one day 160,000 people die.
这两天报纸埃及的轮死了一千个人，我们都震撼，都觉得为他们难过。
The news that just came about a ship that sunk in Egypt, so many people died, and we felt very as a tragic event.
但是弟兄姊妹不在报纸上出现死亡的人数是不知道千百倍于此的。
But brothers and sisters, the numbers that have died that are not recorded on the news surpass the numbers that's been broadcast in this one news.
我说我们讲完到一个钟头，在这一个钟头里面就有六千个人死掉了。
And we said after an hour, after you heard this message, 6,000 have died.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们要起来传福音。
Brothers and sisters, we need to rise up and preach the gospel.
人的死不是只有今生的死亡而已。
The death of man is not but this life.
啊，如果没有得救的话，他将来还要醒过来。
But if they are not saved, they will rise again.
他要去面对第二次的死亡。
They will face a second judgment.
而那第二次的死亡是一个永远的沉沦。
And that second judgment, if they perish, is an everlasting death.
虫是不死的，火是不灭的。
The worms do not die, and the fire is not quenched.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们真的希望这些不是一些道理，而是主真的在我们里面烧起我们来。
Brothers and sisters, we pray that these are not merely doctrines, but indeed a fire is kindled inside.
啊，保罗来到雅典的时候。
When Paul came to Greece.
弟兄姊妹，雅典有好多的东西吸引人的。
And when he came to Athens, there were many things that attracted him.
尤其在两千年前希腊帝国刚刚结束的时候。
And particularly 2,000 years ago, when the Greek Empire had just come to its end.
他们盖了多少宏伟的建筑，美丽的雕刻在雅典。
They have enormous monuments and sculptures that were made.
到处都是，今天两千年内你还可以看到一些这个古迹存在那里。
2,000 years later, you could still see the remnant of those creations.
但是保罗踏进了雅典城。
But when Paul walked into Athens,
他看见的不是这些伟大的艺术。
He did not see these great marvelous works.
不是看见苏格拉底这些人留下来伟大的产业。
They did not see the things that Socrates had left behind.
他看见了他就满城的偶像。
And he saw the idols that were filling this entire city.
他心里面就焦急。
And his heart begins to burn.
我听说那个原文的意思是他整个人就被激怒了。
And the original language says he was set to anger.
他觉得撒旦用各样的方法叫人去拜错误的偶像。
So Satan has used all kinds of means to draw man to worship idols.
人需要一个偶像。
Man is looking for an idol.
人在寻找神。
They're looking for a God.
当没有真正的福音来的时候，他们就造了许多的偶像。
When the true gospel did not come to them, then they made a lot of idols.
雅典的偶像多到一个地步，比人还多。
The idols in Athens were so numerous, they were more numerous than the people that lived in the city.
他们找不到一个东西可以拜的时候，就雕了一个神像，说卫士之神。
And they found that to the point where they did not have enough gods to worship, they made an idol and said the unknown God.
就包讲到了人什么都拜，就是没有认识真正的神。
Since that man worshipped all things, yet they did not know the true God.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，所以保罗看见的时候，他整个的心就被激动了。
So when Paul saw these things, he was set to anger within him.
他有一个圣洁的愤怒在他里面出来。
He had a holy anger inside of him that emerged.
他就天天到马路上，他到学房里面去跟人辩论，跟人传福音。
So each day he was debating and disputing on the streets and in the synagogue.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的希望神来激动我们里面的灵。
And we pray that the Lord would move the spirit within us.
让我们看见世界的王多么的可恶。
That the king of this world, how evil he is.
各式各样的偶像，满城都是偶像。
All sorts of idols has filled the city.
叫人去拜他，就是不来拜真神。
That man will worship them and not the true God.
今天世代里面虽然没有木雕，虽然没有石雕，没有金雕的偶像。
So in this generation, we seldomly see idols made of wood, stone, or gold.
如果我们够谦卑的话，我们发现我们里面满心都是偶像。
But if we humble ourselves, we will discover that there are idols full, our hearts are full of idols.
人在追求钱财。
Man is pursuing wealth.
人在追求名利。
They're pursuing fame.
年轻的孩子们被电脑整个困住了。
And the young people are captured by the computers nowadays.
弟兄姊妹不光年轻人, 大人都被困住了。
But sister, not just the young, even the adults are captured by the same thing.
到处都是偶像。
Everywhere is full of idols.
弟兄姊妹人却不肯来认识真正的神。
Yet, brothers and sisters, man will not come to know the true living God.
多少的人活在劳苦愁烦虚空的里面。
So many people live in troubles and emptiness.
弟兄姊妹福音就是好消息。
Brothers and sisters, the gospel is the greatest news.
要出去传福音。
We need to go and proclaim the good news.
Gospel, G-O-S-P-E-L. Go out.
The gospel says to go out.
Save people.
Save the people.
Enrich their life.
Enrich their lives.
弟兄姊妹, 这是我们基督徒要做的。
Brothers, these are what the Christian ought to do.
出去,
go out.
Save people.
Save them.
Enrich them.
And enrich their lives.
弟兄姊妹, 这是我们今天每一个基督徒的使命。
And this is the commission for every single Christian.
今天我们要继续来讲同心合一希望福音。
And today we will once again talk about having one accord to prosper the gospel.
我们都知道福音的重要。
We all know the importance of the gospel.
就像孩子们都知道读书的重要。
Just like all the young people know the importance of studying.
但是为什么有时候我们觉得孩子们为什么不好好读呢？
And we say, how come they don't study well?
我们都知道福音的重要，我们有时候为什么不传福音呢？
We all know the importance of the gospel, yet why do we not preach the gospel?
我想我今天先 be nice 一段时间。
I'm going to be nice for a little while this morning.
我们一起来看我们为什么不传福音。
We'll look together, why do we not share the gospel?
你叫孩子们说你为什么没洗碗，为什么没做功课？ 他们 all kinds of excuses.
And you say to the kids, how come you didn't do your chores? How come you didn't do your homework? They have all sorts of excuses.
今天我帮大家一起来找 excuse.
I'll come and help you find your excuse for why not sharing the gospel.
你们有没有想到我们最不传福音的原因是什么？
Have you thought what are the major reasons why we do not share the gospel?
原谅我不叫借口，你把理由告诉我， 我们一起来想。
I don't call them excuses, let's just call them reasons. Let's think together.
大家一起来讲，有没有什么？
Everybody.
大家。 害羞，不敢传。
We're shy, we're afraid to speak out.
还有没有？
Anything else?
德雄。 太忙。
Too busy.
没空传。
We don't have the time to share the gospel.
还有没有？
Anything else?
懒惰。
We're lazy.
不想传。
We don't want to share it.
三个了，很好了。 还有没有？
Very good. Three reasons already. Any more?
这三个已经很够呛的了。 还有没有？ 不会传。
你怎么一个人就这么多个？ I don't know how.
现在他们这三个人不准讲。 四个了，不会传。 很好。 还有没有？
Except beside these three.
皇帝。 拖延呢？ 好。 拖延。
Just being late or delaying. We'll count that one as an excuse as well.
还有没有？
Anything else?
不接受。 所以 OK, 好，我把它归到不想传里面，因为传也没果效，他们都不接受。我
categorize that as people not willing to receive it, so it's not effective.
James, 那已经是包括在刚才的不会传了。还有没有？有没有人想到别的？没有负担，就是我刚刚说的不想传哈，怕受拒绝。这个我也列在不敢传。A
fear of rejection.
因为 one of the reason 不敢传，是因为我怕拒绝其中的原因。我跟你讲，你们现在已经讲了四五个，我自己想的起码列了七个。
I have about six or seven reasons in my head.
所以我说我今天很 nice 嘛。So
I've been very nice to everyone.
那不见得是按照优先顺序，我就是这样写下来。第一个，
not in any particular priority.
大家说的不敢传。Everybody
says we are afraid to share.
我们要找传福音的时候就说，哎呀，我这个人口才不好，我身心怕羞啊。And
every time we say, oh, go share the gospel, we say, oh, I don't have the eloquence of speech and I'm just naturally shy.
其实不见得。It's
really not so.
看你在那边跟人家讨价还价的样子，就不是口才不好的人。When
you're buying something and you're bargaining with someone, it's pretty obvious that you have the eloquence of speech.
看夫妻吵架的时候，哇，出口成章，那也不是口才不好。And
couples, when you argue with someone, you have all the words to defend yourself.
弟兄姊妹，其实关键的原因，其实很多时候我们是怕拒绝，厚面子。And
the critical point is that we're afraid of rejection. We're afraid of rejection, and we want to save our face.
好，第一个不敢传，我想很多人都有这个哈，没有这个问题的请举手。Anybody
who doesn't have that problem, please.
没有关系，举手，然后感谢主。Praise
God.
那太好了，我们神家很需要这样子的人。
We need more brothers and sisters like this.
那第二个呢，我们不会传。Second
reason, we don't know how.
我们真理不熟，又没有经验。We're
not we're not familiar with the truth, and we don't have the experience.
所以这个常常成为我们的原因。
And often becomes our reason.
但是我跟你讲哈，那这个原因哈。 再打折扣，再许可的话，最多只准一年。
And if you count this as a reason, a viable reason, I tell you, you can only use it for about a year.
我碰到很多的人，我听到很多的见证，他才得救就开始结果子了。
And I've seen many testimony and heard many testimonies that a person, soon as they're saved, they're able to bear fruit.
等一下我们会讲到怎么样克服这个。
And we'll talk about how to overcome this later.
第三个呢，我们会觉得哎呀不用传了。
And the third one we say, oh, it's okay, we don't have to share.
那为什么不用传呢？有的人是误会的预定论。
And because some people have this thought of predestination.
就说神如果已经预定他要得救，他一定得救，我不传他也会得救。
And if God wants him to be saved, he's going to be saved anyways. He doesn't need to hear it from me.
如果他不会得救的话，我干嘛白花功夫呢？
And he's not going to be saved. Why do I waste my time?
所以这是错误认识的预定论。
And this is a lack of understanding of predestination.
那有的人认为说，反正很多人已经传了。
And the another group of people said, there are a lot of other people that's doing it already.
你看我们教会每个月都有福音组织，已经有人传了，没关系了。
We have a gospel group at church. Every month we're sharing the gospel.
然后是过度的谦卑，我这个人传也没用，因为从来没人信过。
And then you're overly humble and you said, I'm not effective in sharing the gospel. Nobody ever believed when I share the gospel.
福音的确该传，但是不是我来传。
The gospel should be shared, it should be preached, but I have no part in it.
好，那第四个呢？
And the fourth one.
是不能传。
I'm not able to.
不是 not able to, 就是不知道怎么讲，因为你见证太差了，你不能传。
I see. Your testimony as a Christian is so bad, you don't have the ability to go and speak of it.
你不传福音还好，你一传福音，人家说啊，你是基督徒啊。
And you don't share the gospel, that's okay. As soon as you start sharing the gospel, somebody goes, you're a Christian?
我跟你同事都受不了了，将来还要勇士跟你在一起，我才不去呢。
I can't stand being your colleague, and I have to be with you in eternity. Forget it, I'm not going.
所以你们年轻的孩子，如果在学校一天到晚这个脏话一大堆，你怎么跟人家传福音
？So young people, if you're swearing all the time, how in the world do you share the gospel?
如果就没有办法，对不对？
Then you don't have the ability to do so.
你不能传，因为你见证太差了。
Because you can't share because your testimonies are so bad.
好，那你这个，你不传还好，传就绊倒人或者吓跑人啊。
Okay, so this is the other category. If you share, you'll stumble someone.
那第五个呢，就是我说的不想传，好，没有劲，没有负担。
And the fifth one is you don't have a desire. You just don't have anything inside to share the gospel.
那原因呢？第一个就是你没有那么看重福音的这件事情这么严肃，这么重要。
And the reason maybe because you do not see.The real importance of sharing the gospel.
所以我们会觉得福音没有像他们说的那么紧张。
And we feel like, oh, come on, you guys, it's not that urgent.
这个是我们需要真正从主的角度来看。等一下我们会提到。
This is something we need to look at from God, from the Lord's perspective.
另外我们不想传是因为我们自私自我中心。
And the other reason why we don't want to share is because we're selfish, we're self-centered.
我们自己得救就好了，天国门票有了嘛。
We're saved and I have a ticket to the gate of heaven, that's good enough for me.
所以我们自己里面就觉得够了。
So we say that's good enough.
第六个呢，刚才Anthony讲的没有空传。
The sixth reason Anthony already said, we're too busy, we don't have time.
你不见得自私，但是你就是觉得你自顾不暇，你家都搞不好，工作都快掉了，我哪里有空去传。
And maybe you're not selfish, but you feel like I don't have enough time to even take care of my family, my work, I may almost lose my job, I don't have the time to do this thing.
尤其我已经够忙了，我如果再传的话，他得救了谁去养呢？
And particularly I'm so busy already, if he's saved, who's going to take care of him?
刚才这边有个刘姊妹从杭州来，有一次我们在那边去，他们有个姊妹就跟念慈讲，说念慈姐啊，你不能再一直传，传了我们没有人养了。
Sister Lil is from Hangzhou, and we went there one time, and some of the sister there told Sister Nancy, oh, don't preach anymore, because if you keep on preaching, people get saved, we can't take care of them anymore.
我看没有空去养他们。
We don't have the time or the resources to take care of them.
还有一个。
And there's one last one.
不准传。
You're not allowed to.
弟兄姊妹，你在传福音的时候，你要知道背后有一个抵挡的权势，其实是撒旦。
And when you share the gospel, you ought to know that there is a power behind it that resists you.
他知道这是国度的增值。
And he knows that this is an extension and the growth of the kingdom of God.
他不要人从黑暗中归向光明。
He does not desire that anyone should turn from darkness into light.
他不要人从撒旦的权下归向神。
He does not want anyone to fall to lose from his dominion onto the dominion of God.
他知道他将来的结局是要下硫磺火。 活。
He knows his end is hell.
所以他带着同伴一起下去。
So he wants to take as many as he can with him.
所以当我们不传福音还没事。
So if we don't share the gospel, nothing goes wrong.
你一传福音的时候，马上碰到抵挡。
As soon as you share the gospel, you find resistance.
个人是这样，家庭是这样，学校是这样，整个国家其实常常都是这样。
Individually, family, and your school, even the entire nation is as such.
我1979年在纽约开刀的时候。
In 1979, when I had an operation.
我被开刀的时候。
I was being operated on.
然后我休息的时间有时候到那个楼顶上在那边安静。
In my time of rest, I would go up to the penthouse all the way to the top.
有一天我看到一个这个医务人员一个 technician 来我就跟他聊天。
And I saw a technician in the hospital, I began to have a conversation with him.
那你知道我们聊天的最后是要传福音嘛。
And at the end of all of our conversation is to share the gospel.
我前面聊什么他都跟我有很多话题。
So everything that I talked about, he could carry a conversation very well.
后来我问他是哪里人他说他是犹太人。
And I said,where are you from? And he said, I'm a Jew.
我出生之犊不怕虎哈我照样跟犹太人传福音后来我才要跟他讲耶稣。
And I'm never afraid, so I was just about to tell him about Jesus.
哦他刚刚开始跟我聊天客气的眼神一下子严肃下来。
And all of a sudden, he got so serious.
他说你没有权利跟我谈耶稣。
He says, you have no right to talk to me about Jesus.
他站起来就走了。
He got up and he took
off. 哎呀弟兄姊妹他不准我传。
He resisted me from sharing the gospel to him.
这是个人的。
Individually.
我在 Stanford 医院住院的时候。
In Stanford when I was in the hospital.
我听到我隔壁一个老人痛得哭叫我去问护士护士说他快死了。
And I heard this elderly person, he was in such pain, he was screaming, and I asked the nurse said he's about to die.
一个美国老人我就进去。
An elderly a Caucasian, so I went into
痛苦地在那里叫。
So he was in such agony, he was screaming.
我才开口跟他讲说耶稣爱你。
And I just said,Jesus loves you.
他马上说你给我滚出去。
And he said, get out of here.
不让我传。
He won't let me tell him,
Jesus
loves you. 弟兄
姊妹仇敌不让我们传福音。
But sister Satan resists us from sharing the gospel.
在学校里面你讲同性恋我们昨天这个 Timothy PTA 还提到支持同性恋没有人反对你。
And in schools, we talked about in the Timothy's PTA yesterday, when you're a supporter of homosexuality.
你在这里太表明你是基督徒的立场学校还干涉你。
Nobody will resist you, but you reveal the fact that I am a Christian, you stand on Christian values, the church will resist, or the school will resist you.
学校也是这样。
It is so in school.
家里面也是对不对
?Perhaps in families.
你跟你那个不信主的家人谈什么都可以一谈到主他们就变脸色。
You could talk about anything with your relatives, but as soon as you talk about Jesus, they would change their countenance.
弟兄姊妹这背后都是有仇敌的权势。
But it's just that there is this dominion power behind all these things.
那国家也是了。
And also in nations.
无神论的国家拜回教的国家反对基督教的国家他不准你传福音的。
Muslim nations, those who are resisting to Christianity, they will not allow you to share the gospel.
我前两天看到一个小小的文字那个我不知道怎么讲他讲得很有意思啊。
A few days ago, I saw an article. It's actually very interesting.
他说在东南亚的这个中国人最多的几个地方
So in Southern Asia, where there's a lot of Chinese.
他说你在新加坡的话哈，新加坡法律很严的，对不对
？He said if you're in Singapore, everybody knows the laws in Singapore are very strict.
他说你什么都不准做，除非法律准你做。
He said you cannot do anything unless the law says you can do it.
那在香港呢，是比较自由。
In Hong Kong, you have a little more freedom.
他说你什么都可以做，除非法律禁止你不做。
You could do everything unless the law forbids you from doing it.
他说在台湾呢他说你什么都可以做就算法律不准你做。
You could do anything even if the law says that you cannot do it.
所以他过度自由到处犯罪这个领袖国家领袖带头撒谎。
So the particular, I mean, they're very, very free, even the leadership of the nation, would lie.
民意代表在立法院大打出手不可以有暴力但是法律禁止他照样做。
And you can't have physical violence, the law resists it, but they fight inside of Congress.
就是你什么都能做就算法律阻止你。
So in Taiwan, you could do anything you want, even if the law says you cannot do it.
他们说在中国大陆呢是什么都不能做就算法律准许你。
And in China, You can't do anything, even the laws allow you to do it.
啊，你有宗教自由吗？但是你不准跟别人传福音。
You have a religious freedom, but you better not share the gospel.
啊，这是里面的弟兄姊妹跟我们讲的，你不可以特别尤其不能跟年轻的孩子们传福音。
Brothers and sisters in China has told us this. Particularly, they're not allowed to share the gospel to adolescents.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，我们这些人在基督里面是真自由的人啊。
Brothers and sisters, we who are in Christ are truly free.
啊，所有犯罪不讨神喜悦的事情上，我们宁可受监禁。
And all the things that pertaining to sin and the things that does not please God, we rather resist hold ourselves back.
所有能讨神喜悦的事情，我们是绝对自由。
Everything that pleases God, we are completely free.
不在律法以下，我们在恩典里面。
We're no longer under law, but under grace.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们刚刚讲了，不敢传，不会传，不用传，不能传，不想传，没空传。不准传
All those reasons that Onius just mentioned that I kind of expound with everyone.
This is next generation 的特点
Sorry.
Okay. 所以弟兄姊妹在这么多的原因的里面而我们说要传福音
And when we particularly say you need to go and share the gospel.
你就晓得我们所面临的挑战
And in face of all these reasons that we just mentioned, we really have a challenge.
所以除非我们定义要传福音
So unless we purpose to share the gospel.
除非我们真正在主的面前竭力要来传福音
And unless we're really diligent and said to the Lord, Lord, we're going to do it.
这七个原因不管一个或是七个或是几个都会让我们成为一个不传福音的
Whether it's just one of the seven reasons or all seven or some of the seven they will all become reasons for us not sharing the gospel
我不晓得还有没有任何人在这七个以外你还有你的原因
Does anybody have any other excuse or reasons
我也很想听哈那我们现在今天早上我们用腓立比的教会我们来看一看这个教会怎么样子成为一个这么叫保罗得安慰的教会
And we'll come and look at the church of Philippi and how they have encouraged Paul
他们怎么样子在福音上面有这么美好的见证
Particularly in the area of the gospel, they had a wonderful testimony.
我觉得主的 timing 真好。你看我们今天早上成人主日学才讲到腓立比的教会保罗来到腓立比的教会。
And God's timing is wonderful. This morning we ended at talking about the Church of Philippi.
腓立比的教会一开始不是像我们现在一下子已经有200多个人。
And when they began, it didn't start with like 200 people like us.
他们不过就是小猫两三只。
There are a few cats. A handful of people.
Very straightforward. 利迪亚的一家被鬼附的使女跟禁足的一家。
Lydia and there is also the servant girl that was a demon was cast out of her and
还禁足那个监管监。
And the jailer that were saved.
弟兄姊妹，但是他们却从头一天。
But from the very first day,
保罗写腓立比书的时候已经是十二年以后的事情了。
And when Paul wrote the epistle to the Philippians, it was 12 years after he visited that place.
他到腓立比建立教会的时候是西元五十一年。
And when he went and established a church in Philippi, it was AD 51.
而当他写腓立比书的时候是西元六十三年，中间已经过了十二年。
And when he wrote the book of Ephesians, it was in AD 63. 12 years has passed.
他说你们从头一天直到如今。同心合意兴旺福音
And he said from the very first day until now you desire the prosper gospel in one accord
弟兄姊妹啊我们所有刚才讲的七个的原因他们的条件都比我们糟
All those seven reasons that we mentioned according to their ability their capability they're a lot worse than us
除了一个比较忙以外
And other than being busy
弟兄姊妹他们却一直在主的面前是传福音的教会
Yet this church is always sharing the gospel before the Lord
所以我们从他们的教会里面我们来看三个点啊
So look at three points
第一个不怕传
One, they're not afraid of preaching.
腓立比书第一章二十七节到二十八节，他说：“我知道你们同有一个心志，站立得稳，要为所信的福音齐心努力，凡事不怕仇敌的惊吓。”
Philippians chapter 1 verse 27-38. Know that you stand firm in one spirit, contending as one man for the faith of the gospel, without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you.
弟兄姊妹，腓立比教会传福音的时候，他们比我们多了一个更大明显的难主。
And brothers and sisters, when when the Philippians, when they share the gospel, they had a very obvious resistance or obstacle.
外在的逼迫.
It is a persecution from the outside.
啊, 可能会下到监里面, 可能人家拿石头打你的.
They may be imprisoned, they may be stoned.
这是我们今天传福音没有碰到的.
These are the things that we will not face today when we share the gospel.
因为你看上个礼拜所有邀福音朋友来的没有一个头肿的.
And everybody who invited a friend last Sunday, nobody came in with a big bump on their head.
没有一个刚从医院回来的.
Nobody just came back from the hospital.
弟兄姊妹, 我们至少没有这方面的威胁.
Brothers and sisters, at least we don't have these threats.
但是菲利比的教会一开始就面临仇敌.
But the church of Philippi, from the very beginning, they faced the resistance of the enemy.
帖撒罗尼迦教会一样, 那时候所有的教会传福音都受逼迫.
The church of Thessalonica was the same way. They were all persecuted when they shared the gospel.
保罗对帖撒罗尼迦说, 我们是在大征战中把福音传给你们.
And Paul says to the people of Thessalonica that in great tribulation, we've given you the gospel.
弟兄姊妹, 那我们要怎么样子能够不怕呢?
And brothers and sisters, how shall we not be afraid?
所以要能够不怕,
in order to be not afraid,
我们一定要知道我们所信的是谁, 我们所传的是什么。
We need to know whom we have believed in, and we need to know what we are preaching.
这就是我们今天所背诵经文里面的那一节。
And this is the verse that we have recited, or we're reciting for this week.
保罗说我们所传的福音不独在乎言语。
For the gospel, for our gospel did not come to you in words only.
也在乎全能和圣灵并充足的信心。
But also in power and in the Holy Spirit and in much assurance.
啊, 讲 much assurance 有的是讲这个非常 deep 的 conviction, 就是你完全知道你所信的所传的是什么。
And again, this assurance is, has an emphasis of you have a deep conviction of knowing what you're sharing.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真知道我们所传的是什么。
Brothers and sisters, if we really know what we are preaching,
我们真知道我们所信的是谁,
if we really know whom we have believed in,
弟兄姊妹能够胜过我们里面所有的害怕,
then we'll overcome all the fear within our hearts.
你先从圣经的真理来说。
And look from the truth, the perspective of the truth in the scripture. If we all really believe that all man will die, and after they die, there is judgment to come. If we truly believe this, and we would not let go of our family members or our friends. You know that today, if we do not save them, their end is very, very tragic.
弟兄姊妹，这个东西在我们里面 conviction 够不够？
Do we have strong enough of a conviction in our hearts?
那我们今天能不能知道我们所信的是谁？
Do we really know whom we believed in?
当人真接受耶稣的时候，
when someone really received Jesus,
耶稣能够给人的生命带来何等奇妙的大转变？
He could bring such a great change into the life of man.
耶稣能够让整个人生不一样。
That their entire life would be completely different.
弟兄姊妹，我们到底相不相信？
Brothers and sisters, do you believe?
如果我们真知道的话，
if you really know,
弟兄姊妹啊， 我们就有把握去传。
That you will have the assurance to preach.
啊, 我儿子暑假不过推销一种刀子啊, 想要赚打点工赚点钱。
David was have a part-time job, and he was selling knives and during the summer.
我发现他的刀子真的是比其他的刀子利很多。
And I realized those knives are indeed really good.
所以人家来我们家要切肉的时候, 我都说你要不要试试这个刀子, 我都很 proud of to show off.
And somebody comes to our house and they start cooking and cutting meat, and I said, try one of these, they're very good.
如果那个刀子很差的话，
and if the knife was really bad, I would not at least advertise it.
这是一个很小的事情。
Something very small. But it would give us a different feeling inside.
因为它真好。
It's really good.
我们忍不住想告诉别人它好。
And we want to let everybody know it's good.
弟兄姊妹, 如果我们真知道所信的是谁, 跟所传的是什么,
And brothers and sisters, if we really know whom we believe in, what we are preaching,
这叫做充足的信心。
And this is being fully assured.
我所要给你的是世界不能给你的。
What I'm giving you is what the world cannot give you.
金和银我虽然没有, 我给你的东西远胜金银。
Gold and silver I have none, but what I give you surpass these things.
哎呀, 弟兄姊妹啊, 这个 conviction, 充足的信心要在我们里面。
Brothers, this conviction, this full assurance needs to be in our hearts.
你得不到, 我也知道那是一件大事。
And you cannot obtain it, it's a big thing to me.
那是一个大悲剧。
It is a big tragedy.
你得到了, 那是一个大喜事。
If you can lay hold of it, it's a great joy.
哎呀, 弟兄姊妹, 我们求神帮助我们。
And brothers, we ask the Lord to keep us.
朋友, 如果你喜欢这个节目, 请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩。 得到永生生命。